The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Meh Tuesday. 24th of February, 7:05 in the morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. You can listen to us streaming everywhere at kcnrradio.com. So good morning, everybody. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
I didn't know it was going to, I mean, I get the weather reports every day. For some reason, it didn't strike me that it was going to be raining this hard. And we've got wind gust high today near 58, and wind gust as high as 25 miles per hour. So how are you doing? How was your ride in?
It was good.
Are you still still riding that horse in every morning?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it gets a little rainy out there. You know, imagine, I can't help it. Every time I drive anywhere around here, that it used to take you, what was it, you know, from Weaverville to Redding, it was like an all-day ride. You know, they'd get on stagecoaches or wagons or horses.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, in several hours getting from spot to spot. And then you think about the pioneers that started off I think Jefferson, Missouri, to come to Oregon. That we drive more further in an hour than they could take 3 days.
Yeah, it's blows your mind.
It does. I mean, some tough people back there.
We have
national days today.
It's National Tortilla Chip Day.
Oh, okay.
And then today in history, Steve Jobs was born.
Yep. Four years ago today, also the Russian-Ukrainian war started.
Yeah.
4 years ago today.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Gulf War ground offensive begins, also in 1991.
Yeah. Yeah, after I think it was 40 days of aerial. Yeah, we launched today. That was an exciting day. Yeah, it was a real exciting day. 'Cause we didn't know. We frankly did not know if Saddam was going to launch Kims at us.
Yeah.
So everybody's mopped up. And when they blew the berms there, the walls, they blew those. And two Marine divisions attacked through those walls that they had. And sand berms, but they were walls and thick and tall. And they were kind of joined together by these foreign legion posts. It kind of looks what it looks like. Anyway, those were blown up in the 1st and 2nd Marine Division, attacked online and into Kuwait. We were ready. And then the Army, a day later, came around and attacked from the flank with, I don't know how many Abrams tanks they had, just, you know, 1,000, who knows. I'd have to go back and look. It's been a while. Yep. Wow.
Yeah, I was trying to read a little bit about it.
Wow.
What it was saying.
Oh, yeah. It was an interesting 4 days. And, you know, at the end of the fourth day, Saddam was, his army was totaled. Totaled. They were destroyed. And we could have gone right into Baghdad that week. It would only take it a couple more days. But the coalition's whole mission was to kick Saddam out of Kuwait, which they did, with a huge destruction of his army. Thousands of his soldiers were captured. They were giving up. They, you know, when we were attacking, they were just, at that point, you know, they would just, that was enough.
Yes, 10,000 of his troops were held prisoners.
How many?
10,000?
Yeah, let me say many. We gathered up, I don't know, 500, 600 at a time. You know, sometimes smaller units. And but we couldn't take care of them because I was in a reconnaissance unit that was heading straight north. And there's only about one, two, three, maybe 20 of us. And we'd run into them. They'd be coming down the road, and we'd form them up, make sure none of them were armed, and just, and you know, and just point them south. Just say, keep going that direction. As we knew that, you know, the infantry and the mech units and Marines were coming up that direction, and that they would take care of them because we couldn't. What are we going to do with them? And then we just kept going. Anyway, today rain in the high near 58, and wind gust up maybe 13 miles per hour. Not too bad. And then rain tonight. And then a low around 50. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of rain with high near 66 and a low around 45. Thursday, mostly sunny. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 72. Wow. And a low around 50. Saturday, a chance of rain before 10 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 69. And, of course, we're having the fundraiser for Piano Angels on Saturday. Sunday, a chance of rain. And Monday, a slight chance of rain. Mostly sunny with a high near 71. So hopefully that we can start drying out next week. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, Everett Anderson, is a family-owned business. Been in the business close to 30 years, Kenny family. Started by Chuck and Judy Kenny, and now the third generations of Kennys are working in the business. They provide outstanding service to their customers. And they have discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Okay. Our friends down in Puerto Vallarta, the people they're with and they had an interview with them. I think it was on 7. And what they're saying is, what we saw, is that after the first day of Vallarta being on fire, or looking like it's on fire, and they destroyed several buildings. I think Costco went up. But it calmed down the next day, and they're saying they went out and went out in the on the street and everything. And she said, I didn't take any pictures. I just didn't want to take any photos of this because it just wouldn't have been appropriate. But they went out and got some food and then went back to their to where they were staying. So they're safe. But all the major airlines, of course, canceled flights going into all these cities that were under that was having all the unrest. But Puerto Vallarta and Acapulco and all these other ones down there rely so much on tourism. I mean, you have something like this, it makes you wonder how many people that were planning on going down there. And just, maybe I'll go someplace else. What kind of impact it's going to have on them for a while. Janet Guthrie's family has offered a $1 million reward for the return of Nancy Guthrie. I said Janet, I meant Nancy. And I don't know if that is going to make any difference for the recovery. You know, it's been, a month now?
It's been pretty long.
Yeah. She was taken on February 1st. So it's been, 3 weeks. And Savannah Guthrie had said, we still believe in a miracle. We also know she may be lost. She may be gone. So, anyway, you feel for the family. And they said they think that the whoever it was had visited the home earlier and just kind of maybe on a check-it-out type thing. They have another video of it. Okay, and like I said, Ukrainian-Russian war started 4 years ago today. And The you know what? Have you did you wonder about what the plushies were they were handing out at the Olympics? It's a stoat, which is kind of like a weasel-like animal from over there. That during the winter it changes to, its coat changes white,
huh.
And during the summer it changes to brown. It's a camouflage.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what they're giving to all the Olympians, you know, all the when they hand out the, I think all the Olympians get it, but the ones when they were handing them out. And did you see the faces of the Canadians when they handed them that plushie?
I did not. I didn't.
Oh. You know what? I mean, I understand it's the mascot of the Olympics, but. And you saw our women's gold medal hockey, which we can't forget about. They just, you know, the best in the world. They were wearing them around their neck. Everybody, you know, when they were awarded the medal, you know, you're seeing people with the plushie there, and they're all smiles and happy and with the stout. But if you thought you were going to win and you got it, I could see what, maybe I'm not smiling as much, especially the hockey guys. Canadians were not happy. And I will also share this. Do you watch Reels at all on your Facebook?
Not really.
Really? You're the only person I know that will say that, but I don't believe you.
I really don't.
You don't? I tell you what, last night after dinner, I watched probably an hour, and it was all about the Olympic, the USA hockey team. And the things that they were saying about the Canadians were just, I mean, it was funny. But the things they were saying about USA men's hockey team was incredible. Incredible feeling you get this, like, from all over the country, how proud they were, how proud our country was of these young men who won that gold medal.
Yeah.
When they weren't supposed to. And especially Hughes. Now I'm seeing his shows little ads. I'm Jack Hughes, and I'm going to Dr. So-and-so. You know, it's AI.
Yeah.
Those are funny, too. Anyway. Okay, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we've got Matt Bogdanovich is going to join us and talk about some of the things that are going on here in Reading and a couple other things. And then we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Your next outdoor adventure starts this weekend at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date.
Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here on May Tuesday. Why do I say that? Because Monday, beginning of the week, Wednesday, hump day, Thursday, you're sliding into Friday. Tuesday, early in the week, nothing that makes it stand out. Except, what was it?
Wait, I didn't get any of that.
You didn't get any of it?
I was listening to Sue.
Sue.
We were talking about some ads that we need to drop in.
All right. It's okay. It's just May Tuesday, something you and I came up with a couple months ago. Hey, President Trump's going to try and sell voters on his first year. You know what? I don't know where she gets. I don't know where this came from. But tonight is the State of the Union, and we've already had some Democrats saying they're going to. Yeah, I'm just not going to go to it. Okay. You'll be missed. When you do things like that, it just reminds me of how divided we are in our national leadership. And you would think after watching the Olympics, people from all persuasions, all different statuses of life that have worked their whole life to, you know, to represent our country, and they came out, and it was we ended the Olympics on we did better in this Olympics than we ever have as far as gold medals go and number of medals, and then to finish up with the U.S. hockey team winning when everybody thought they couldn't, had no chance, and then come to this. And you would think that our elected leadership would have, I don't know, more common sense than that. But President Trump is going to give his State of the Union tonight, and it looks like the U.S. men's Olympic gold medal hockey team is going to be there. So you ask yourself, what about the women's? Well, women's were asked, but they said education, thing, blah, blah, blah. They came up with reasons why they couldn't do it. Okay, that's fine. But I'm going to, and yes, you know, sometimes these things have a tendency to go on, State of the Union. So, but I think I'll watch it tonight, see what he's going to say about a lot of things, including what's going on in other countries, our foreign policy, area policies, what's going on our domestic front. Here's his chance to talk about how any successes he's had when it comes to the economy, too. So that's tonight. My guest is Matt Bogdanovich from Prism Media.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. I've known you a long time.
Yes, we have.
Offered you a job 16 years ago.
That was a while ago. I used to have hair then.
You did. That's true. Hey, you came on to talk about a something that's going on, but I'm going to hold you after that. But we're talking about the celebration of North State Wine, the 22nd annual. So yeah. tell our listeners about that.
Well, this is put on by the Palo Cedro Park. It's a fundraiser. We have two major fundraisers for the Palo Cedro Park annually, and the celebration of North State Wine is one of them. And this one we've been doing for 22 years. It's really a lot of fun. I would say it is the premier wine event of the area. We have many local wineries pouring, award-winning wineries. And this year we picked it up a notch and we brought it to the newly remodeled Holiday Inn. I don't know whether you've been in there since they've remodeled it, but they put over $3 million into it, and they're putting more, and it looks great inside. The acoustics are going to be fabulous for Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. You ask, who is that? That happens to be, of course, Linda Bot and Pat Karch's band. He's got the full band with a trumpet, a sax, a trombone, and, of course, his full rhythm section. They're going to be putting a lot of sound out, and it goes right with our theme of the Roaring Twenties. This is going to be fun. You're going to probably see some guys come in with some violin cases. I hope they leave their machine guns at home, but we are encouraging people to dress up. We will have You don't have to. No.
But we're encouraging. Yeah, I went as a gangster last time. So. Which is easy to do for me.
Well, and it's a lot of fun to dress up. Not everybody's into it, and that's okay.
Oh, yeah, I see a lot of flappers out there. And, it's cool to see this. People have a great time. So that's going to be this Friday. Saturday.
Actually, it's going to be March 7th.
Well, that's not this Saturday. That's what I meant. Next Saturday.
That's right.
It's still kind of February here.
Cool. The day before daylight savings time starts.
Oh, is that back again? Oh, okay.
The time is going to be 5:30 to 10 p.m. It's really a lot of fun. And one of the main reasons why this event is so fun, you go to an event and you sit at a table of eight people, and it's great to talk to your eight friends. But this one, you wander around with a glass of wine that gets refilled from different wineries, and there's various plates of appetizers, and it's a room full of your friends, and you get to talk to a lot of people, not just eight.
Yeah, it's a meeting of your closest 300 friends.
That's right.
There you go. It's a party with your 300 friends there.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do people get tickets?
You can go to pcpark.org and go to the events tab, which you will see the celebration of North State Wine there, and you can get one that way. Or you can call me or any other board member of the Palo Cedro Park, and we are happy to get those tickets to you.
Okay. All right. And that's going to be a week from this Saturday. Linda singing with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, which is Pat Karch and his group there. And it's at the Holiday Inn, and the food's going to be great.
They've got a new restaurant they're opening there, and they've got a really great chef. The chef happens to have been around the area, and he's really good.
Okay. And, so everybody has, and I'm going to give away after the break, I'm going to give away two tickets to this, and these are, how much are the tickets?
$85 apiece.
Okay. So this is, what, $170 bucks worth of tickets. Celebration of North State Wine is something you want to do and go hear Linda sing all night and have a good time and help, and this is 501. Or not?
Yes, it is.
501. So, see, this is a donation here at the beginning of the year that you can do to take off your taxes, too. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bandino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. takes us to our website, and you can find all of our great advertisers there, all of our shows, and you can click on them and go to the archives and listen to ones that you have maybe missed or you heard part of. Just go right to our archives. We've got every one of them, and they're all identified for Free Fire Radio, who's on, who's our guest that time. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. They still have those. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local and state rebates and federal rebates available. There may be still some federal rebates available. I'm here with Matt Bogdanovich from Prism Media, who is an advertising agency.
Yes.
I guess that's what you would call it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Good morning.
Hi, Matt. Matt, how long have you been? I've known Matt for 16 years.
Yeah.
Gosh, I know. Where's time gone, buddy? Where'd you start off at?
I started off in the advertising arena with the Record Searchlight.
That's right.
And from there, I went over with Chris Waga, and from there, I opened up Prism Media Solutions.
That's got to be what? How many years ago was that?
When I started Prism?
Yeah.
That was 2015.
Okay. 11 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And so, were you a Redding boy, or did you come here from somewhere
else? I moved here in 2002. I moved here. My ex-wife told me, I want to move to Shasta County, and I'm going to take the kids, and if you don't take me, I am going to divorce you. And so I got her here, and she divorced me anyway.
Well, but at least you got here.
Oh, yeah. I'm really happy.
Now you're a Redding person.
I'm a Redding person. I love it here.
Yeah. What have you noticed in the last... Well, you've been here since when? 2002? Is that what you said?
2002, yes.
So, gosh, 24 years.
Yes.
What have you, almost a quarter of a century here. What have you noticed about Redding over the years?
You know, I've noticed there's been more diversity. I noticed this. It will always be a good old boy club here in Redding, that's for sure. But it's opened up quite a bit. The real estate market has tightened up. There's been more pressure. There's been some great things that have happened here in Redding. The downtown, oh, my gosh, it's just been fabulous. I really, really like what K2 Development has done. They've really brought the two sides together, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. A lot more circulation, which is really great.
Yeah, and then getting the Redding was one of the top 25 towns, small towns in the United States.
No kidding.
Yeah, the Mintner or something like that. This wasn't a paid advertisement either. You know, it was all right. Times you can put money in. Yeah, okay, you're great. No, this one came out, and we were the only ones in California in the top 25, right here in Redding.
Well, you know, I've always said that.
I mean, the United States. Think about this.
Well, it's a great place to live. You
can
go in any direction on any weekend and camp at a different spot, and not hit the same spot. Over a year with it on weekends. And, you know, some people say it's hot here. Myself, I think that's just population control. What do you think?
It is hot. But I tell you what, they asked me that when I came back from Iraq. You know, that first summer I was here, and it was like 100, and I think it was 112. Oh, man, isn't it hot? And I compare it, and people have heard the story. I compare it to where I was, when I was 125.
Right.
That you had to wear gloves because you didn't want to touch your rifle because it'd be too hot. The water you were carrying was body temperature or warmer. And the thing about it was, I mean, we were in it. I mean, so you didn't lean up against a vehicle unless you wanted to have a tattoo of Humvee on your butt. So when they asked me that, I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt. I'm wearing shorts and flip-flop, the formal dress here in Redding during the summer. And I was in an air-conditioned place, and I'm thinking, yeah, it's hot, but it's, guess what? Look at us right now drinking a cool beverage in an air-conditioned spot, and where you can run out to your car, that if you're smart, you would have put a cover over the windshield and something over your steering wheel, so when you grabbed it, you went and burned yourself, and then the air conditioner kicks on in the car, so... No, you know, it is hot, but it's you've got to have it in perspective too.
It is completely all about perspective. My son lives in San Diego, and it just cracks him up when it gets above 90 degrees. Everybody runs around screaming, "It's so hot, we need to hydrate."
Linda's always thought that San Diego has the perfect climate, you know, for her.
Yes.
Where it's got, you know, the moisture and all that kind of stuff. I mean, she loves it here too. But but that always had the climate. But then you've got the trade off of, you know, being in traffic jams everywhere you go to, and all the other accoutrements you have when you have a large city like that. So, you know, you got to trade off things.
That's not it. I mean, the price of real estate. I know somebody who bought a 380 square foot house, their first home, for $450,000.
386 square feet. What is that?
That's less than my garage.
I know, but what is it? One bedroom or?
Yes.
Gosh. Yeah, that's why people are selling those homes for. You know, they're selling a two-bedroom home in the Bay Area that's got, 1,100 square feet, and it's 60 years old. They're selling them for over $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
So they can come up here and buy something and pay cash for it.
This, once again, is a wonderful place to live for many reasons.
It is. And, okay, I'm going to ask you about the Olympics.
Yes.
Did you follow the Olympics at all?
I did. Some key points, yes. Boy, wasn't that...
Yeah, I recorded the... because of playing at 5 in the morning on Sunday, so I just recorded it. And I said, yeah, I'm going to watch this. And Linda goes, do you know who won? I said, don't tell me. And so I watched again. Yeah.
What a great, great win that was.
Well, I tell you what, we had some really, exciting things, like the women won their gold medal. But I think were expected. The women's hockey team for the United States has been powerhouses for years. But the United States men's team, since the Miracle on Ice in 1980, hasn't won. I don't even know if they've even been in medal contention some years. But then to come back like that, but I think it was not just the win. They were scrappy. And 42 shots on goal. And the goalie from the United States up one through. And I think there was 27 shots that the United States had on the Canadians.
It takes a team.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And that was some unity. That was really nice.
Well, they had the nation of four, or the four nations had a hockey. They had a big, hockey tournament, four nations, Canada, U.S., and two others. I think maybe Sweden or someplace. And when the Americans came out and they played the national anthem when they were coming out, the Canadians booed them. Booed them. I mean, it wasn't even a polite booing. It was raucous.
Yeah.
And so what happens in the first 9 seconds, there's three fights. I can't remember, the brothers.
Right.
they each got into a fight, and then somebody else got in a fight. In the first minute, there were three fights. And so Canadians hated it. And frankly, I kind of like them. Booed. I saw it the other day, and it was like, whoa, our Canadian brothers, you're so polite. Where did that come from?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, you're real brave when you got the United States, your big brother, U.S., is protecting you. And then I started seeing things that they've got a lot of unrest in Canada. Saskatchewan is trying to detach itself from Canada.
Oh, I didn't see that. I'll have to check that
out. Yeah, check that out. And I thought, so I'm seeing that too. And I'm thinking, wow, so they've got, because same thing, high taxes and, they're spending so much money, of what they make in taxes, and they're still, their health care system is still not that great.
No, it's terrible.
Oh, yeah, they come across the border.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is all of our players, I think all of our players, and all of the Canadian players, they all play in the National Hockey League. And I think that's the big difference between the 1980 group, where they were amateurs.
That's very true.
and today's where they're National Hockey League players and they're accomplished, and they play, some of them play on the same team. The Canadians and Americans play on the same professional team.
They're pros.
Yeah, they're pros.
Yeah.
And which kind of makes that 1980 Miracle on Ice maybe make that more poignant.
Absolutely.
That Arizona, the captain of the 80 team, who scored the winning goal against the Russians, which, by the way, that was not for the gold medal round. That was to get him into the gold medal round. Did you know that?
I did not know
Look that up. I think I'm right about that. They had to get past the Russians to get into the gold medal round.
The final.
But nobody gave them a chance either. And then when he scored, he never played professional hockey after that. And several of the members of that team never went on to professional hockey. Some did, and some had a long career. But I think probably the majority of them.
Yeah, it was. They defeated the Soviet Union 4-3 in the medal round.
Yeah.
But the U.S. finished the tournament 5-0-1, securing gold with a 4-2 win against Finland.
Yeah. But people don't realize that. They had another game after that for the gold medal round, but it was the Russians mm-hmm. that nobody thought the Americans had a chance, and of course they won. That's the quote, miracle on ice. But they were all amateurs.
Right.
And they, now our Olympic athletes, like all Olympic athletes, are given stipends so they can train.
Yes.
And some maybe more than others. But the, and that was a big thing. A lot of them didn't go on to professional hockey after that. Went back to their lives.
Or they were on Wheaties, right?
They were on the box.
That's
yeah.
right.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm with Matt Bogdanovich of Prism Media, and we'll be right back.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest today, Matt Bogdanovich, and he's coming here talking about the celebration of North State Wine, the Roaring Twenties. It's going to be March 7th, a week from Saturday. It's going to be down at the Holiday Inn in the Grand Ballroom. And these tickets are $85 a piece, and I've got two tickets. The first caller at 530-605-4567. You want to go there and listen to Linda sing, have a good dinner, and just have a good time. 605-4567, and score these tickets. Now, these are pretty cool tickets, and I will then call you if you don't pick it up in the next couple of days. I will call you and bother you until you get your tickets. Yeah, just kidding. So if you're interested in going this on March 7th at the Holiday Inn and celebration of North State Wine, 22nd annual. Yeah. So give us a call. So I'm here with Matt Bogdanovich. And this is the first time you've been on the show in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. It has been a while.
We see each other.
Oh, yeah.
Many times, but it's usually after shows and all that. But you're one of the people behind this.
And you know something else I wanted to mention?
Sure.
What we do is we auction off a houseboat get a houseboat for a week. 15 to 18 people can get on it. It's a great houseboat. But we have found that, we're now doing it we're selling 200 tickets for $100 each. And, you know, the nonprofit world is so tough these days. You should get one of these tickets because last year we were only able to sell 60 tickets. Right now, we don't even have 60 sold, so your chances are huge. Call me. I'll get you a ticket.
So how do they get a hold of you, Matt?
You can find my number at prismmedia.com, prism-media.com. And I should spell that, P-R-I-S-M. I'm not in prison. It's prism. And or you can go to pcpark.org and call that phone number. And a board member will get in touch with you. So just say you want one of those tickets.
Okay, prismmedia.com. No, Prism,
PRISM dash Media Solutions.
That would be okay if I could spell that right. But, okay, now I should find it.
But with today's economy, the nonprofits are not having a good time with their events. I know everybody's feeling it. I've talked with everybody, it's not easy. And I should say that the Palisadro Park, we are a privately held park. We do not get any government funding. The only way we keep the doors open is by you guys coming to our events and having a good time and spending some money. And we all know that everybody doesn't have as much expendable income as they used to.
But here's a chance to score two tickets. Just give us a call. Oh, Ben's on the phone right now, so maybe somebody has called in. We can hope. Okay, I am, again, there's so many things going on. And you would think that there should be a clearinghouse that comes out like 1 January and says, these are the events that are scheduled already for the year. And so before you put your, you know, your name down, oh, we got a winner. And Shannon Smith. Shannon, you've got just scored 2 tickets to a great time on the 7th of March. So good for you. There should be a clearinghouse that says these are events that are planned. And then so when you're planning your events, you can take a look and say, well, do I want to plan an event the same night as the One Safe Place crab feed or the same time as this is going on or this is going on like
Absolutely.
That? Wouldn't that be – I mean, that would be worth its weight in gold. And so, you know, I've talked to people. All 3 of them have theirs all on the same night. And that one of them said, well, this is partially our fault because we saw this and we moved the date. And then One Safe Place moved their crab feed a month back, you know, a month further out into February. Into March. So it's hard to keep track of it because we'll go through weekends or months with everything going on.
Yes.
And you've only got you'll see a lot of the same people at these events too.
Absolutely. You know, you just never know. I know that when we had our honeybee festival, the first day, the Saturday, is usually when we get the most people. I didn't know what was going on. About 2 o'clock, everybody started clearing out. I thought, what is going on? There was a rodeo going on. I didn't know it.
Oh, yeah, over there, Zapata.
So, yeah,
putting on a rodeo.
Yeah. So it would really be helpful if there was a spot that everybody could go to see when all the other events are so we don't compete with each other.
Yeah, but that would be
the perfect world.
That would be the perfect world, but it would also be kind of tight. You know, I mean, someplace I guess you could advertise it. Anyway, Matt, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
And giving away these tickets to your big event on the 7th. And then they'll be singing there. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn. It starts at 5:30. I get raffle items at silent auction.
Absolutely.
Everything. The whole enchilada.
We even have a gun.
I have a gun. Everyone should have a gun that they auction off.
Absolutely.
Which reminds me, I have to send a text to somebody who's looking for that for their event. And so.
Well, thank you, Carl. Thank you very much for letting me come on.
You bet. No problem, my friend. Hey, when we come back after the break, we've got the a representative from the Shasta County Fire Safe Council. And luckily I was put in touch with her because we've got fire safe neighborhoods have just started making the news, and we're going to talk about fire. I mean, now when we're up to our when we're having to wade out to our cars, you know maybe you're not thinking about it, but you got to, because it's going to start clearing up next week, and by the time June rolls around with all this rain, we may have plenty of burning materials that are going to be available. So Amanda's going to talk to us about that when we come back. Gosh, I've got another minute. So tell us your site again.
Prism-MediaSolutions.com.
Solutions. Okay. That's where I screwed up. Prism Media Solutions.
Prism-MediaSolutions.
Right. Solutions. Oh, okay. How'd you come up with Prism?
You know, you put one light into a prism and you get many out.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Okay. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, when we get back from our break, like I said, we're going to be talking fire safety, and this is a good time to start talking about it. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The winter-weary Northeast is getting back on its feet today following yesterday's record-setting snowfall that paralyzed parts of the region.
Government workers and a powerful railroad snow-clearing machine named Darth Vader are scrambling to dig out the northeastern United States from a brutal snowstorm. Forecasters are warning that another storm could be right around the corner. Meteorologists are calling Monday's storm the strongest in a decade. It dumped more than 2 feet of snow, canceling thousands of flights. Now, roads are beginning to reopen, mass transportation is coming back online, and power has returned for some of the hundreds of thousands who had lost electricity.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer says Rhode Island takes the prize for snowfall this time around with more than 3 feet on the ground in Providence. Widespread power outages and flight delays do persist across the region. All eyes on President Trump tonight as he delivers his State of the Union speech, offering him a big stage in a crucial midterm election year. The Heritage Foundation's Alan Mendenhall tells the Salem Radio Network it also gives the president a chance to cut through all of the media spin.
Everyone knows that the press on all sides politically have been trying to, get people to view politicians this way or that way, and most Americans across the country are now getting used to that. They know how to spot bias.
Tonight's Democratic response will be delivered by Virginia's newly elected governor, Abigail Spanberger. Russia unleashed its military on Ukraine 4 years ago. What some thought would be an easy and quick victory for the Russians has proven anything but. On Wall Street, the Dow up 356 points, NASDAQ ahead 182. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I am Brant, and her name is Sherry, and she's a friend and a colleague of mine, and we were just praying for her, actually, because she had a major surgery she just had.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is Medicare. That's
of
right,
course.
Yeah.
So what was your experience like with Medicare and your health care bills?
You know what? It was seamless, and that's such a blessing when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems, and let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in, and it's just what you need. It's so refreshing.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people. People love MediShare and saving tons of money. The typical family, I'm fond of saying, could save $500 a month.
I am so thankful for MediShare. It's so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way, Brent.
It is a good different. Call right now. They're so easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
British police say Peter Mandelson, the former UK ambassador to the US, has been released on bail after he was arrested in an Epstein Files misconduct probe. A Metropolitan Police spokesman says a 72-year-old arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office, released on bail pending further investigation. Police are investigating Mandelson over documents suggesting that he had passed sensitive government information to Epstein 15 years ago. He does not face any allegations of sexual misconduct. France's spat with the U.S. ambassador to Paris has taken another turn, with the French foreign minister now saying the top U.S. diplomat in France must explain himself after ignoring a French summons. The foreign minister suggesting that Ambassador Charles Kushner will not have access to French government officials until he complies. French authorities had summoned him for a meeting on Monday evening. He didn't show up. News and analysis, townhall.com. For stargazers, it's a planetary alignment in store for the upcoming weekend.
It's what's called a planetary parade. It happens when multiple planets appear to line up in the sky at once. On Saturday, go outside about an hour after sunset and venture away from tall buildings and trees. Look to the western sky and spot Mercury, Venus, and Saturn close to the horizon. Jupiter will be higher up along with Uranus and Neptune. But those last two are only visible with binoculars and telescopes. I'm Haya Pinchwani.
An estimated 31,000 registered nurses and other frontline Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers will be going back to work following a 4-week strike in California and Hawaii. The strike was held as they demanded better wages as well as more adequate staffing levels. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning on the 24th of February, 8:05 in the morning. And the news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
So, national day today.
Tortilla chip day.
Tortilla chip day. Does it say anything about salsa?
It does not.
Why eat tortilla chips if you don't have salsa?
I don't know.
Salsa took over as the number one condiment from ketchup several years ago. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
But it's also on this date. Well, this date. Ukrainian-Russian war started 4 years ago, and the ground phase.
The Desert
Storm.
Gulf War, yes.
Yeah, the air phase that started earlier.
And Steve Jobs was also born on this
day. Yeah. So we chit-chat a little bit about where I was in 1990 when that started. It was 91. It was interesting times. The weather is going to be kind of like this, my friends, for the next few days. High near 58 today, rain today and tonight, low about 50. Wednesday, 20% chance of rain, but mostly cloudy with a low around 43. Thursday, here we go, mostly sunny with a high near 68. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 72. However, Friday night, rain starts again. A chance of rain before 10 a.m. on Saturday and chance of showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 69 and a low around 50. And Sunday night and Monday, slight chances of rain, highs in the high 60s and the low 70s. So, maybe it's going to start clearing up here. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kenny founded that that company almost 30 years ago. There's three generations of the Kenny family working at Shasta Gas Propane. They provide outstanding customer support. They have discounts for seniors and veterans and other payment plans you may want to ask about by reaching them at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. Now, before I start with my guest, I'm going to give you four choices. And this started, it's on degrees conferred by post-secondary institutions, what your majors were, and not just what they were, but what degrees were awarded to people who went to college. And I'm going to give you four of them, and you tell me which was the number one.
Okay.
Computer and Info Science and Support Services, Communications and Journalism, Health Professions, and Business. What was the number one? If you're looking at, it's the number one now, rated one. But which of those four?
I would like to think the healthcare one, but.
Business? You're close. That was number two.
Yeah.
Business.
Business. That was my other guess. I was going to say
business started when they started looking at this in 1970. Business was number three, the third largest number of degrees. In 1980, it was number one, and it is still number one all the way through 2024 or 2025, business degrees.
Where's communications at on there?
Okay.
That's what my degree
communications is in. And journalism. This is really good. This is good because when you click on it, it shows where it started at and where it is. Okay. In 1970, communications and journalism was 15th. the 15th ranked. And today it's number 10. It showed a precipitous climb in the 70s and up to 85. It leveled off till 90. Then it dropped in 90 to 95 and started going back up again. And now it's dropped again. Health professions is number 2. And in 1970, it was like number 9. And it has climbed and has been holding. Social sciences and history started at number 2 in 1970. And really has kind of held on because it's number 3 for the number of degrees conferred by it. What's the one? Law enforcement. In 1970, it was 24th and is number 12 now. It's just been kind of rising through the years.
So, I can see that.
This is really a good website. Now, let me tell you what it is. It's called Flowing Data. And it's most common fields of study from 1970 to 9. And you can see the shifts and non-shifts in professional and interest by looking at what college students are studying. See, I thought when you get into your computer and information science, right? Well, in 1970, it was like at the bottom, 24th out of 25, and is number 6 now. But in the... It started in the 80s, and it went straight up to 85. I mean, just straight up. And then it dropped in the 90s, kind of started coming back in 2000, leveled, and then down again. Now it's at a steady climb from 2010.
That's neat, though, how you can click on the the arrows and it actually shows you.
Did you see it?
I'm looking at it right now.
Is that great?
Yeah.
I've got to find some way of saving this thing because – this gives, you know, what are people studying? And I mean, it's got everything from Parks and Recs. Oh, what is Parks and Recs?
Yeah, that's funny. I just clicked on that one. It went from 26 to
Parks, Recs, Fitness, and Kinesiology. Yeah, it went from the bottom. Wait a minute.
26. It started
from 26 up to 13. What is the lowest one is in, let me see. Precision production.
That started low, and it's still low.
It started at 31, and it's 32 now. Library science.
Most
has
of those
dropped.
Down there are all, you know, the last seven are all about the last.
No, they haven't gone. They haven't changed much.
They don't change much.
Legal professions and studies started at 28th and is now 29th. Okay. What?
Yeah, I was going to say the law enforcement one went from 25 to 12, and that was looks like one of the biggest ones.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest. Well, I'm thinking is we were just, Amanda and I were just talking about probably more opportunities at, you know, colleges and universities. And, and of course, there's more policemen and federal agents and state agents and all that, but... Okay. Anyway, that comes from Flowing Data, and I'm not even sure what – it's flowingdata.com, and it says fields of study ranked by bachelor's degrees. So, and you've got that, huh? Good. I'm going to save this one just because it gives me an inordinate amount of pleasure looking at this. It does, I don't even know if it has my – gosh, what's my degree in? Anyway, Amanda. I'm here with Amanda Macon and from Shasta County Fire Safe Council. And I got a phone call yesterday from somebody who said, you know, you need to have her on. And luckily you were free this morning because my 8 o'clock couldn't show up. So it's even better.
Worked out. Good day.
Yeah, I was going to have a politician on, and this is much better because you're giving us information that can save our lives and save our property.
Hopefully.
Yeah, the only thing they want is money. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and they can do it all. They can watch repair. They can build you your piece of jewelry that you really want. They can help you design it. Go in there and get your watch batteries fixed. They roll in, roll out, very reasonable. They've got a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Let me tell you, Linda she knows her jewelry. And she knows what she wants. She knows the values. She knows She wants to go to some place she trusts, and it's Four Winds Jewelry. It's the only place we shop for jewelry there. They made our wedding rings back so many years ago. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State 4 years in a row also. 30 years in the business, locally owned, locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of across the street from Sierra Gibbs. And open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
Your next outdoor adventure starts this weekend at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids activities, guides, lodges, and demos all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Working on a night move, trying to make some front page driving news. Working on a night
moon. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and we're talking workers' compensation. Now, you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials. As we know, work injuries can be life-changing, not just for you, but for your family. And maybe you can't go back and do the same job. Maybe you're going to need retraining. And all that should be under your under the workers' compensation. And sometimes the insurance companies drag their feet. Sometimes they deny services that you rate. Then you're going to need somebody on your side then, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick. Take your time in finding the lawyer. It's going to make a big difference. Patrick said, you know, last time he was on, he says, half the time I'm fixing what the other lawyer did. So make sure you've got somebody that this is what they specialize in, this is what they do, and that's what Patrick does. He's grown the largest law, workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento, right there in Palo Cedro. And when you get somebody, you want somebody that's going to fight for you, that's going to be Patrick Gorman. 530-262-2168 or go to GormanComplaw.com. And I'm here with Amanda Macon, who is with the Shasta County Fire Safe Council, and just took her first 12 minutes talking about that, talking about the job thing, because I find that very interesting, how business hasn't changed a business degree. But let's talk to Amanda. Shasta County Fire Safe Council, let's talk about you first.
Okay.
Are you a local lady?
Somewhat local. Northern, I claim Northern California.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, the North State.
What part?
Well, Siskiyou County.
I grew Siskiyou. Up,
yeah, a tiny little town in the mountains.
What was the town?
Syed Valley.
You're right.
Yeah, 35 miles to the border as crow flies.
What is it, Syed?
Syed Valley. Okay. Population 180 something. I mean, you know,
salute. You know, kind of feel like we're on hee haw here.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay. So you grew up here?
Yeah, grew up in the Lower Klamath Mountains region. Just, you know, beautiful, gorgeous, amazing, all what the North State has to offer. Very small town. So a small town girl, really cared about, you know, the environment and our mountains and all of the amazing things that make it, you know, what it is. And so Reading has been home for the last 6 years almost.
Okay. So. Came to the big town.
Yeah, huge.
Came to the huge city, huh? You know, when I moved here, it was 2007, and they were working on the bridges, you know, the Cypress Street bridges and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was complaining about the traffic. It's all I could hear about. Well, I lived in San Diego before that.
Oh, yeah.
And they're complaining about the traffic where you had to sit for 30
minutes.
Seconds. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're talking about you had to, oh, you know, all this was going on. I could not picture it. And then, you know, and then there's no traffic. I have now converted to being a Reddingite that if I have to wait 15 or 20 seconds when cars are going by, I am ready to force my way into the big traffic jam.
Isn't it
jam.
Funny? Yeah, isn't 10 it, miles no. seems like it's so forever, but it's not.
No, it's not. Okay, so how did you get involved with the Fire Safe Council?
It's kind of a, you know, long, short story, but I was doing a geography degree. Funny talking about degrees, geography.
Degree.
Yeah, so it's the social sciences. But, you know, before that was really into permaculture design, which is kind of a land use and planning.
Was it farm?
Permaculture.
Oh, permaculture.
I know.
Got it. Okay.
Stay with me. Permaculture.
Permaculture.
So it's about like smart, sustainable land use, and it's how you bridge the land with the human element. And so geography is kind of like that. You know, geography is like the mother of science. Like I always say, I'm a generalist. I know a lot about a little, you know, a little bit about a lot of subjects.
Okay.
So, and that's kind of like geography, how all these systems work together. So, I was studying geography and GIS and then land use and environmental planning. And so I had kind of hung around the council a few times because my professor was, you know, dabbling in all the things that he has interest in. So I sat in some meetings and did some, you know, story maps for him and whatnot. So I heard of the council then and was like, oh, this is really kind of cool. Didn't think anything about it. But then here I am, county coordinator, hired on the position. There's no, like, this is what the job is. It's really unique as each county, I think there's 48 counties right now that the California Fire Safe Council has And then with works of Cal Fire has funded these positions. So throughout California, we're missing about 10, so 58 counties in California. So I'm happy to be one of them here in Shasta County. So it's not just one, like this is the job, but it's my job is to connect people, connect agencies and organizations, educate, promote, you know, FireWise, fire safety, home hardening, defensible space, making people aware that we each have an ability and a responsibility to, you know, do our part in protecting our property and our lives and our county.
Well, the Fire Safe Council, I just saw something the other day, in fact, which when Mary called, I thought, yeah, I just saw something. And it's called FireWise.
FireWise. Yeah, FireWise USA.
What is that?
So FireWise USA is a nationally recognized program. It is from the NFPA, which is the National Fire Protection Association. So that's the national program.
It's easy
developed,
for you to say.
I know, right? There's so many acronyms. National Fire Protection Association. So that's a national program. And so anyone can join a community and become FireWise.
Okay.
And so that was founded in the 1800s. So here in California, of course, we like to be special and different. So we work with Cal Fire, and they are like our kind of the overseers of the risk assessment. And so it just is a leader, like in their community or, you know, subdivision or, you know, out in the woods where you have one street and there's 10 houses on it. So it's just a program that you band together, you hold a yearly meeting of education and outreach or whatnot, log your hours for vegetation removal, you have a risk assessment of knowing your risks and being aware of those, and an action plan kind of steps you take over the next 3 to 5 years to reduce those.
Okay. And this is get right down to
okay.
it.
Okay.
Insurance companies.
Yeah.
When they see this, does that make a difference? Or can it make a difference?
It does. I don't like to say, yes, it is guaranteed. I know there's legislation that's in the works. You know, I'm going to say a lot of people are like, oh, they always have a bad story. We are working, you know, because we are all people, even if we're working with Cal Fire or the insurance. We are all trying to work together collectively to have it kind of uniform. But there's no clear path right now. So we're taking those steps. So first off is like, you know, being aware, knowing your risks, reducing those risks, and then informing your neighbors and banding together. So all those steps help and add up. So the more fuels we reduce as a whole, it lowers our, you know, risk. So that's where insurance also, you know, the car fire, this is where it all kind of started. I mean, it changed their studies of how fire operates and, you know, the human element to it. So,
well, when you have a fire that comes into the largest city in the northern state,
right.
And it comes in.
It took everyone by surprise.
And it burned. You know, we had it. If they'd jumped one more, if it had jumped Bonaventura, the whole downtown would have been evacuated.
Absolutely.
And that's where we were.
Yeah,
and,
on hold for weeks, right?
Well, it was, you know, a couple of days there, but they held the line at Bonaventura, but then it went into the, you know, the Terrace, was it Terrace Heights or?
Yeah.
What is it over there? It's, you know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
though. And burnt houses up there and all this. I mean, nobody saw that coming.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is that I don't want to like promote fear. That's not what we do. We promote education and, you know, it's just being aware.
But
and
fear should trigger
yes, it should
you,
have a
should
movement.
Trigger you into making, you know, making decisions and doing things that's going to prevent this from happening again.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, back to insurance, they don't like to say, you know, yes, this will do this, but I've heard of 5 to 15% discounts on insurance.
Well, you know,
for having a FireWise certificate.
We were looking at, we live downtown.
Okay.
Right downtown. And we look at places, you know, like out in Palisadro and Bella Vista and those places.
Mm, beautiful.
We found one place and called my insurance company, who I've been with for, literally 50 years. And I told them, kind of looking at this, but they were the first people I called. And I said, can I get insurance from my company? And he's, you know, zip code and all that. And he goes, no.
No.
Nope.
You're going to pay more than your
mortgage. Well, no, he just, we don't write insurance policies. He said, I can get you to a company that can. And I said, no, that's okay. Because when you start getting into that, you don't want to have somebody change their mind 2 weeks before the fire season starts.
Oh, no.
So
yeah, the California Fair Plan. I mean, it's a big topic. I mean, we get calls like that all the time. It's a really hot topic.
Well, we'll talk about that when we get back after this break. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop. I found them in 2007. I got back. I came to Redding. I had short hair. And I found them after like a month, and I've never gone anywhere else. Never had a bad haircut there. Just pleasant barbers, and I've gone through two or three of them. They've retired. Cypress Square Barbershop was founded in 1960. Been in the same location since 67. It's off of Athens Avenue. It's got a sign out front that says Barbershop, and it says Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. And because it's a barbershop and not a hair salon. You can make an appointment that works on your schedule two ways. You can call them at 530-244-9478, or you can go to Booksy and put it in, and they will, and Booksy sends you reminders of the day and time that you're having your haircut. It's a great place, my friends. It's I thoroughly endorse Cypress Square Barbershop, and we'll be right back with Shasta Fire Safe Council and Amanda Macon.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price, just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to reddinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Oh man, you're playing songs from my time, boy. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, and streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Hey, on March 7th, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council is having the Veterans Advocate of the Year Award Banquet. This is for everybody. It's not just for veterans. And if it's going to be at Wind River. It's going to start at 5 p.m. Tickets are $40, and you can get tickets from Debbie Johnson at 530-357-3380. They've got raffles going on, and this is going to be a great event for our veterans community. But, you know, you don't have to be a veteran to come to that. And once join us that night, you'll see Ted Leidy and myself as we try to keep ourselves under control that evening at the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council Veterans Advocate of the Year Award Banquet. If you have any questions, call Debbie Johnson at 530-357-3380. Okay. And I'm here with Amanda Macon, who heads up the Shasta County Fire Safe Council. And yes, if you didn't know we had one of those, we do. And we've been talking about what the Fire Safe Council does. And essentially, it helps people kind of group together in a neighborhood and so kind of harden their homes against fire, their property.
Yeah, there's lots of programs. We're a nonprofit.
Yeah.
So we're not trying to, you know, make money. We're promoting education and, you know, awareness for homeowners and property owners about, you know, fire safety and home hardening defensible space.
And it can make a difference.
Absolutely.
In your insurance rates.
It can.
What about your neighbor who is a complete jerk and doesn't do, and they could be an absentee landowner, which happens a lot. And your place is, it looks like a park-like setting out there. There's nothing that's growing within 100 feet of your house. You've taken down your wooden fences. You've taken out your wooden patio and you've replaced them. You've done everything you can. And, on your property line, it looks like a thicket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get calls like that and emails. Oh my gosh, so much. So the Shasta County did just update an ordinance, you know, for the fire and safety. And so ideally they had one that was like, if you had a property and you had a house on it, you have to have defensible space because now we know, right? You know, fuels equals fire danger. So if you do have a neighbor, they update it to any parcel up to 10 acres if it's, you know, has hazardous fuels build up that you could, you know, we always promote, hey, talk to your neighbor. You know, if you can't talk to your neighbor, then potentially say, hey, my neighbor's, you know, really a hazard here.
If you can't talk to them, if they're an absentee, you can't
hold them. Yeah, call Shasta County Fire Department.
And tell them we've got a safety hazard here. Then they can start going in and issuing tickets or whatever they call it.
Yeah, tickets. But it's really just for, you know, education. Like, we don't want to be bullies. You know, they don't want to. I'm going to say we.
Hey, that's too bad. It's time to be a bully. No, I'm not kidding
you.
It's
absolutely time
to be a bully. That you've worked hard and say, you've got four houses on your in your area there. Everybody's working hard. You want to bring down the cost.
And then there's the one.
And then there's that one.
Right.
Yeah, it's
you
time
can.
To be a bully.
Yeah. So that they go and they say, hey, you know, this is what it's supposed to be. You know, they have the zone zero and then the zone one and two. And so reduce vegetation.
What's zone zero?
So zone zero is coming in the works. It's nothing combustible within 5 feet of your home.
Okay.
And that just shows with defensible space that you have a 58% chance. I mean, that's a low number of what the Berkeley Fire Lab has just come out with, you know, but 58% chance of home survivability. Okay. So zone zeros, they're really pushing it because in the Palisades, as we've just seen, a lot of homes burnt down. They didn't think they so. So, you know, so the ordinance is trying to help with that, like reduce fields.
Okay, so zone zero is the best, mm-hmm. obviously. So what's one?
Is the 30 or 5 feet to 30. And then that's kind of like, you know, less than 4 inches of vegetation. Things around your, like, propane tanks are cleared, 10 feet around your shed's cleared. You know, you're reducing those piles, kind of like islands of, you know, trees or plants.
What's the worst?
Continuous. Yeah.
What's worst?
What's worst?
What's the worst one? You've got zone zero, zone one. What? How far up does it go? Does it go up to, like, zone eight? And
no,
your whole house is surrounded by a thicket,
they stop at
and,
two.
Thicket and mesquite trees. And all.
Well, we're confusing zones. So zone zero is like what, the, you know, Cal Fire and say, hey, no nothing combustible,
okay.
you know, in the first 5 feet. And they've shown that with that, it has reduced, you know, your house.
Well, then you
fire.
Can go to your then, insurance company and say,
right.
and because insurance companies now are sending drones out and taking photos of
and
your
they're
property.
Their own beast. We always say, you know, state requirements and minimums are just that, you know, they have, this is basic, but the insurance is going to do what they're going to do. So we always say, you know, talk to them. Like, what can I do? Is it FireWise community and then getting that certificate, or is it wildfire prepared home, which is a different, you know.
Well, let's talk about FireWise community, because that's obviously something that we'd like to, we'd all like to be. How do you get that FireWise community sticker of approval?
Right. So it just starts with a resident leader, someone who cares, right, who wants their community safe, whether on a street. But it takes a minimum of 8 residents or dwelling units.
Okay.
And then so they have one resident leader that's like, okay, we're going to be a community. I'm going to help lay the groundwork for that. I'm there to help you every step of the way. So you would kind of create whatever your name for the community is, and then you would have some idea of a boundary, and I can help you make your map and whatnot. And then you would develop a risk assessment, where usually City of Fire or Cal Fire, and we come out and say, hey, these are where your risks are if you're not educated or if you want to know, if you're missing something, you know, more eyes. And then you have an action plan of those steps that you're going to take to kind of reduce it. And it's not like you have to. It's just being aware and then making a plan. And then you hold one meeting a year and log in your hours of what you've done. And it's 1 hour per household per year. So very minimal. Like very, very, very minimal.
But if they're really interested in this, in trying to lower their insurance rates, they would be out there and helping each other clear areas and banding together.
And
you know, get, you know, start with this house and we work our way around.
And there's the houses, and then there's always the neighbors. So it's, but I think that when neighbors start seeing, hey, what are you guys doing? And oh, you're I saw the sign, and oh, you guys have a flyer or something. You know, like what is this? Oh, insurance. I mean, that's the main hook right there.
Oh yeah, that's the hook.
Fire insurance.
Yeah.
You know, but that just that certificate shows that you're aware and that you're making a plan and you have a potential discount. Insurance.
There you go. Now, you can't guarantee that, as you said.
Yeah,
however,
the
insurance companies are under a lot of fire. They're under a lot of stress.
They want
stress.
You to be.
Yeah, because of what happened now in Pacific Palisades, where people had their insurance canceled 2 weeks
before the fire,
and it was fire season, and the insurance companies just divested themselves.
Yeah.
And it's not just one. There was several big ones pulled out of California because it was just too expensive.
Yeah.
Not just here, but also Florida. Not for fires, but for
hurricanes. And whatnot. I mean, nowhere is safe from a natural hazard. And so I think that, you know, the more that we're aware of our environment, and that's kind of like my background of being aware of where you're going and what you're doing and how the environment works around you and to be better prepared for that. Because it's not it's not an if, it's a when. For fire.
True. And here we were thinking that we were so safe.
And then nope.
And we're not that safe, as we found out in the car fire.
Fires will happen, but it's, you know, reducing those fuels, being prepared, educated.
I'm going to break early because I want to ask you about reducing fuels. I'm going to get your thoughts on this because this is what you do. I mean, and I'll tell you what I think you tell me what you think. And we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Amanda Macon from the Shasta County Fire Safe Council.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters, your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Okay, now, welcome back to the show, my friends. This song was played in the men's gold medal hockey dressing room. Did you see them on that? And they were celebrating? Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
And they're playing, they're singing this song, and all slamming beers down. And Cash Patel, the head of the FBI, who is a amateur hockey player on teams, is in there, and he's slamming his beer down. And yeah, people are saying, oh, what's the FBI director? The FBI director is very proud of his country and of this team, and he's a hockey player. And so he was celebrating, too, but they were singing this song. Okay, tears my eyes again. Hey, I'm here. You don't have to agree or anything, Amanda.
No,
I'm just announcing things. I'm here with Amanda Macon, who heads up the Shasta County Fire Safe Council. Her background is geography and, permaculture, which has
to
do
land use.
Land use. So, and we've been talking about how do you make yourself fire smart.
There's a fire smart
community.
Just aware.
Which could lower your
FireWise community,
yes. which could lower your insurance. Yeah. You know, if you have your community in it, and it's not like it's you're out there every day with a bush hog and an axe.
No,
it's but if you get if you're out like I could just see something like Palo Cedro.
Oh yeah, we don't have like, one there yet.
So well, I could see because you've got. You know, most people are pretty aware of it, but if you could get, be like a road with six or seven residents on it.
You need eight.
Okay,
minimum.
Okay.
Eight minimum.
Eight to ten on there, and you get together, it could help on your insurance.
Yes, absolutely. And you have access to grant funds. So when we are always advocating for grants and looking for grants, and
so
as a private property owner, you don't have that. It's very rare that you would get access to having a grant.
So could you get a grant that you hired people to come out and just clear brush?
Yeah. We had last year they gave $5,000, which is not a lot, but it's something. And so they, as each community, had the ability to decide what they wanted to use with their $5,000. Some did the green belt clearing and had vegetation cleared. Not cleared. Okay. When I say cleared, I meant reduced. Not cleared. No.
Right.
It's not being scraping it all down to nothing. No. But some people are, removing, big fuel buildups and thinning out some stuff and making it, defensible. So.
Which is what you're after.
Right.
Which is what we're all after.
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about this. How many years have we heard the government, our friends in the government, state, local feds, oh, we need to address this fire problem. Well, you address it by removing fuel.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If you're a second grader, even first, probably preschool, if you remove something that burns,
then it won't burn.
And it won't burn. So what's the problem with this? I mean,
well, I think I always like to look to the positive. I see now that they're like, 100 years of suppression has really done us harm. And so they're like, crap, what do we do? So it's about that. So I feel there is a shift. I would like to think that there's a shift. There's more awareness. There's more knowledge. There's more movement towards it. So it is being like how we can manage our forest. And there are, quite a few grants going into that, big chunks of money to do, thinning, prescribed burning, which we're starting an association here. I'm going to throw a pitch in, prescribed burn association, which is the best way and the most cost effective about removing and reducing those fuel use. But, all the agencies are working together to do that. So it is shifting, and they are trying, but many hands make light work. So we can't.
Many hands make muddy work? Is that what you
light
said?
Work.
It should, it's muddy work, too.
Right now it's muddy.
Yeah. Well, it seems like, you go to other states, and you're driving along, and their forests are like parks, like ours used to be.
California is a little tricky because, the environmental, it's like there is just polar extremes and opposites here. It's like we do have to have a protection of our environment, but there's a limit to it. So it's been caught in the...
But it's been proven that if you have, an acre of forest, you can't have 1,000 trees in that.
No.
They're not healthy, and they...
They're competing.
And plus the water.
Absolutely.
Out of the water table. That if you took out half of those trees in that 1 acre, the trees would be healthier, the forest is healthier, it helps the water table.
Yeah,
but
that's
proven.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we know that.
We're getting there. That's not
my
organization.
Is it environmental groups that are saying, oh, you can't touch because you'll just clear cut?
I would say it does help with the confusion and the red tape, But I do believe that we are shifting towards a better. Yes. We didn't have a logging conference.
If you're the queen.
If I was queen for a day?
No, it's going to be a year. Let's say for a year. How would you fix it?
Selective logging.
Okay.
Absolutely. Better logging programs, getting them in there and getting them trained, selectively logging, prescribed burning, more people on the ground. I would have firefighters year round doing fuel reduction versus fighting fires. Absolutely.
Okay.
I would, reduce the
vegetation.
Why
not?
Absolutely.
If they're not putting out fires.
No, absolutely. No overtime. You're just going to work all year long and it's going to be balanced. Yep. For a year.
Yeah, I like you, Amanda. Okay, I read, and I'm going to have to go back because I'm not sure about it, but something like Florida burns 5 times the amount.
Yeah, in Georgia and all.
In Georgia than California does.
Yeah, they do prescribe burning, and they've been doing it successfully for hundreds of years. They have to.
Because
everything grows so crazy fast because all the moisture.
Right.
So, it's mismanagement. But I would like to, again, they are acknowledging that, and they are shifting it. So things are slow, but hopefully, more people... saying, hey, we need to get this done.
So say I've got 3 acres and I've got a lot of these trees out there. Can I just go out and selectively log them?
It depends on the zoning. Here it is, California. It depends on your zoning. So, it depends on the zoning and what your county ordinance has. So, I mean, sometimes it depends. You can get permits, but, you know, and then, or you can, you know, advocate your case. But it's up to a certain amount, you know.
Yeah.
Not sure. So when you really get in trouble,
it's
CEQA.
What is that tree that it's got red, it's like a redwood, and it's not mesquite. It's, is it mesquite? Yeah, but it burns fiercely. Oh, gosh. What
There's
is
a bunch.
Yeah, anyway, we looked at a house.
Mm-hmm. The manzanita?
Manzanita.
And, yeah, it's, the wood's hard, too. And yeah. And it's just a little fire waiting to blow up. We looked at one place years ago. House was really nice. Price was good. Stable was the whole thing.
Tons of manzanita.
But all I could see was I looked across the swimming pool, and all I saw was manzanita, a thick forest.
Yeah, and you can't get through that.
And I was just looking at it and thinking, it would cost, just looking at it, would cost another $20,000 to $30,000 just to try and get that under control. And it just, you know, no, because it was just totally surrounded by this.
I mean, my suggestion is to, you know, come up with a land plan, you know. I don't know really who does that, other Cal Fire for fuel reduction, but there are ways you can do it slowly, you know, and you know, proper burning at proper times. Manzanita is very resistant. Of course, not in fire season. Everything will burn if held continuous to fire at a high degree.
Is it manzanita that's the red bark?
It's like soft. It's like shiny and soft. There's bark.
Yeah, and it's got all the, it's got all the oils and
But it's very resistant to fire, so it's the proper timing. So everything will burn. Period, you know, at given temperature, but it's about proper burning. So with prescribed burning that we're trying to shift to also is because it's going to take a lot of the fuels out. And mastication, you know, a lot of people might hate me to say this, but it just leaves the fuels on the floor. So we're trying to reduce the fuel buildup.
Yeah.
So prescribed burning is one of the healthiest ways, the most economical, but it's at the proper time. So once you do some burning, it will kill off the ones that are like on this way out or the young ones, and it will make space. You know, so manzanita is very resistant at proper time.
As we know, the Native Americans broke that code hundreds of years ago where they would just burn it every year.
They called this the Valley of Fire because you just saw smoke and it was always burning because it had to. And then, of course, 100 years of mismanagement. But we're not trying to blame because that doesn't do anything. We're just trying to move forward.
No, we're just, you know what, trying to blame.
Yeah.
You know,
it doesn't do anything.
You're in the middle of a firefight now.
Yeah.
You don't really think about
it. We just want to reduce fuels.
Who do I blame to later?
We don't care who does the work. We just want to do it and get it done. You know, we're all trying to help and, you know, kind of
coordinate. So can I take my bulldozer out into somebody's house that's got all the stuff back there and they can just say, clear it?
Nope.
Can't do that.
Can't do that.
Nope.
No. So it would just be like, you know, knowing your zone. You know, or the zoning codes, and then coming up with a plan. CAL FIRE actually helps do that. I know they're weeks out. We're trying to get something at the council, too. Can't make any promises, but something that's like we're working in conjunction with CAL FIRE to make a plan for people that are really interested.
Okay, we're running out of time. How do people get a hold of you?
Shasta County Fire Safe Council. So ShastaFireSafe.org.
ShastaFireSafe.org.
Yep.
And you'll come out and talk to communities or somebody will?
Call me or email me, and I can help direct in any, you know, that's kind of my job, direct them to who's doing what and how to help them as best as I can, or if not, answer their questions.
You don't come out with a axe?
No, no, we don't.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
I'll leave my axe at home.
Good idea. Okay. Well, Amanda, thanks so much for coming
in.
And
you.
Mary, you're probably listening. Thanks a lot for the phone call because this is the first time we've had you all on, and it was just kind of fortuitous because I was reading about the fire. Was it FireWise Community?
Yeah, we had a lot of articles. FireWise Community.
FireWise Community. And this is something you can do, my friends, and especially living out in Palo Cedro and Bella Vista, anywhere out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can do it downtown.
You can do it anywhere.
Anywhere.
Anywhere you have a house. Yeah, anywhere. Mm. We have 21 FireWise communities right now, and when I started, we had 17. So I'm rocking it. Let's get some more people out there.
How many you got now?
21. That's great. We just had 3 sign up in the beginning of February, or get approved.
So okay.
That brought us up to 21.
And there's grants available to help you.
We're always working for grants and helping with defensible space. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Amanda. Thanks a lot for coming in
in
your camouflage jacket.
Camouflage flower jacket.
When she walked in, I looked through the glass wall here, and I said, wow, look, she's wearing cami. Well, it's flowers.
Flower cami.
Yeah, it's flower cami.
Thank you.
Okay, one more time.
I am Amanda Macon, County Coordinator at the Shasta County Fire Safe Council. You can find us at ShastaFireSafe.org.
Okay, it's not the last time. As we get closer, no matter what you can run, but you can't hide. You know, as we move closer to the season, more people then start thinking about it. You need to come back again. Give us an update of how many communities on and things that are happening to help keep us safe.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks a lot,
man. My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, what's today? Tuesday? Tomorrow, the DA is going to join us. And we're going to talk about crime and punishment in Shasta County. Have a good day. Be careful out there in the rain, and God bless America.
My ground won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from driving.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.